morning that the Tanis are all going to be days of Sos and Simcha. They're going to become days of Sos and Simcha. So one of my sons said to me, he said, you know, we already had this year a taste of Mashiach. Why?
What?
We've had a taste of Mashiach already this year. Why? Because Shivas and Tammuz, we ate. We ate on Shivas and Tammuz. And Tisha B'Av we're also going to eat. Yesterday was Shivas and Tammuz. In less than 3 weeks' time, Shabbos is going to be Tisha B'Av. We're going to eat. It's a taste of Mashiach when the Tannis is the Sabbath to be a day of Sos and Simcha. This year we've got the taste of Mashiach. It says, Minametsa Karosiko. Minametsa is the days of Einam Tzor. Minametsa, from this Karosiko, that means the biggest herder, the biggest concealment, the time of when light is most difficult to find, that's the moment of discovery, finding Kadosh Baruch Hu. But Shemuel says, as the apostle, behave with Hashem Eschem Ba'amin, ועבדתם שם אין מייסדי אודם איץ ועבד ביקשתם משום איזה שם הלכה it's דווקא משום וביקשתם משום איזה שם הלכה only משום from that lowest of the lowest places from בין המצורים from תשבב from חורבן from all the הסתם משום קשתם משום איזה שם הלכה It's interesting that the 2 months of Tammuz and Av, the Arizal explained, they correspond to the 2 eyes. A person's got 2 eyes normally, so he has Tammuz and Av connected to 2 eyes. But it says in the Pasuk, Eini, Eini, Yardamayim. My eyes, they pour out with water, with tears. In the winter months, you have 2 months of Tevis and Shvat, which connect these 2 months, the time of Shovim, the time of Tikkun. That in Tammuz and Av, there's the greatest Choshech, there's the greatest increase in the Sitra Achra and his power. So connect them, the Tevis and Shvat, are the days when the days are getting gradually longer and the light is increasing. And so therefore the eyes can see what the eyes couldn't see previously. This morning I wanted to look at a suggestion, an idea, to connect the parasha to Inyan Diyoma. We know, there's actually a very interesting stira, I don't know if anyone's got an answer for this conversation. At the end of last week's parasha, it says clearly that Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that the way to stop the plague, to stop the Charein Af Hashem, was to take all the people who are in Avodah Zorah and hang them. They should be hung, they should be killed, they should be hung. And that would take away the Magev, which is the time of Balpon. That should be the initial. In this week's parish, Pashas Pinchas, it says something which seems to contradict that. It says, Pinchas saved the day. Heishiv es chamosim ad mei Yisrael, lechinis es mei Yisrael, v'kinosi, v'chein ema in meis meis bris shalom. We say clearly that without Pinchas, as for shalom, all the Eden would have been annihilated. One man saved us. With his kanos, with his passion, with his concern for Kohen Shammai. That seems to say there was something else which would be done. Apparently there's Machloikas, I was told, whether or not they were Mekayim this mitzvah of killing all the Oivdav in Zorah, but they did it or they didn't. According to Ramban, they did not do it. According to Yishami, they didn't. But Pinchas, and his kanos, his concern for Kohen Shemayim, is connected to the Tevein HaMitzrayim. What is the connection? It's one of the most disturbing things about the whole Avemus that we have now for these 3 weeks. Besides the fact we find it difficult to connect to it, is what's the point? What's the point? Beis HaMikdash is destroyed a very long time ago. None of us know what Beis HaMikdash was like. And if we're very honest about it, although we say we want Beis HaMikdash, we don't really understand what for. We have got tremendous cheshek to take a cow and shecht it and sprinkle its blood on his back. It doesn't interest us, it doesn't excite us very much. And it was very desperate to do it. Desperate to shecht this cow, shecht this sheep, shecht this goat. No, we don't understand it. We know it's just the most wonderful thing, like a tinker, but we don't understand it. But in Pre-Horitz, he asks much more than that. He says, when Tzim Shalom quotes this, he says that there's such a big arichas b'achum Beis HaMikdash, he says, ha-klippa kosha b'yoyse, the very worst klippa, the worst barrier, the worst thing, which is the greatest disturbance to Avodas Hashem, is when a yid is ba'atzvus, when a yid is depressed. And it says, Atzabeh and Kesev Azov. Terrible thing. So how could Chazal be Masakan Avemus? Why are they Masakan Avemus? Why are they telling us, these weeks you've got to be crying about the Beis HaMikdash? Avemus is a klipa kosher v'yoyse, kashi yuri shor v'atzvus. So let's look at the brackets. What do I remember the brackets? We've got brackets. On one side, Shavuot Tammuz, the other bracket is Tisha B'Av. What were those two special times? So of course we know that Shavuot Tammuz is the time of Shviras HaLuchos. It's very interesting. We don't refer to it as the time of Chet HaEgel. We refer to it, really, the Chet HaEgel is the whole Yerida of Klal Yisrael. We know that when we said Nasim Nishma, and we had Veichon Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar, Am Yisrael reached the level of extreme closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So much so, they went back to the Darug of Ohr Rishon Kohen Bachet. It was like being back in Gan Eden before the age of Eitz Hadas. That's what it was. That's what Klal Yisrael reached in the time of Matan Torah, Shavuos. And now, 40 days later, through the Egel, they dropped in Madrid. But here it doesn't say that Shavuos and Tammuz is the day of Asiyas Chet HaEgel. It says it's Shviras HaLuchos. So that's the beginning of these 3 weeks. How's that connected to Chum Beis HaMikdash? We have to explain. But it's a special day of sadness because of the breaking of the Luchos. The end of it is not just Tisha B'Av, it's the day of crying. What crying? Chet Meraglim. Ve'yikom alaynam atem mechisim mechir shulchinam chayechem shetemkum mechir l'dayus. So you have on the one side of these 3 weeks Shviras HaLuchos, which comes from Chet HaEgel. The other end of the 3 weeks is Chet Meraglim. Chet Meraglim is the other end. What's the significance of those two events? So it would seem that both of these events are about distance. Distancing ourselves from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, Sol ma'a min ha-derech. Moshe Rabbeinu was told what's happened. He was told that Klal Yisrael have quickly dropped. Sol ma'a min ha-derech. They wanted they've searched for a new pathway, a path of richuk, a path of greater distance from Hashem, greater detachment. Chet Meraglim is also like that. The Gemara says, Chet Meraglim is atim chisim chir shulchin, chayechim shtimkum chir adoris, and what's the Chet Meraglim coming from? It's coming from fear. What is fear? What is nervousness? What's anxiety? Where's it coming from? Is it possible to be from an anxious? No. It's impossible. Gemara says in the Brachas of Sabbath, Ahu Talmidu Dava Ka'ozel Basrei Di B'Shmover B'Yaisi, B'Shukha Tetzion. There was a Talmud who was walking behind B'Shmover B'Yaisi in the streets of Tzion, in the streets of Yerushalayim. Chazio the Kamafachet, he saw, B'Shmover B'Yaisi saw this Talmud, and he saw the Talmud was frightened. Amalei, so he said to him, Chato'at, you are a sinner. Why? Dichsiv Pachtu B'Tzion Chato'im. Omalei, so the Talmud said back to his rabbi, asked him a question on that. Voksiv, Ashrei Odom Afachei Tomit. It's very good to be nervous. It's very good to be worried. Omalei, so he answered him, I will be returning Siv. The Ashrei Odom Afachei Tomit, when is it good to be nervous? Only B'divrei Torah. What does it mean being nervous B'divrei Torah? I'm worried I'll forget the Shia. At the end of the Shia, I'll forget what he said. I know he was standing there for half an hour dashing away, but what did he say? Over the rhetoric says, the pachar, I'm scared, I might forget the shell, forget the daf. No, daf yoimi, it goes in one ear, out the other ear. I learned today's daf today, yesterday's daf yesterday, so it's just gone. So it says, over the rhetoric says, Hashem HaFachim told me, you meant to get nervous, you meant to get scared, therefore do what? Chazor. Do chazor. You meant to chazor, we're all meant to chazor. I talk to myself, I'm speaking a bit loud, so you can hear as well. You have to meant to chazor. If you do chazor, then you won't forget as much. You still forget, but not as much. So that's the Asher Mufachi Tomei. But really, he says, being nervous is a sign of hell. So Klal Yisrael were nervous, and that's why they didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael. And they were right. They were 100% right. Their calculation was correct. Being in the Midbar was much, much better than going to Eretz Yisrael. Being in the Midbar meant they had the Shekhinah with them, it meant they had Moshe Rabbeinu, it meant they had the Mon every morning, they had the water out of the bear, everything was fantastic. The life in the Midbar was utopian. It really was. It was a perfect, perfect life. So then, what was the Chet? The answer is, do what you told. You're going to do what you're told. The Bereshit says, this is not where you belong. This is the only preparation. You're meant to go to Eretz Yisrael. The Bereshit wants Dira B'Tachtoim. Dira B'Tachtoim means the Bereshit wants us to have a Hiskashus with Kedusha. He wants us to have spirituality B'Tachtoim in here in the physical world. So although you would think that the life in Eretz Yisrael, oh, Ishtachas Gaf and Ishtachas Teinosa, where everybody's working, where there's agriculture, is not the ideal life. Rabbeinu Shem has other ideas. Rabbeinu Shem says, no, that is the ideal. That's where I want you to be. I want you to be in Eretz Yisrael, I want you to be on the land, I want you to be farmers, I want you to fulfill the mitzvah of Eretz. And even though the Midbar looks like the best place spiritually for you, no. And you're not meant to be there. But the cheshbon, why they didn't want to go to Israel, was pachat, was nervousness. They were scared of the giants. What does that mean?
It wasn't rocket.
No.
It wasn't because it was a distance to the child.
But since there was pachat, there was nervousness, that indicated that all their knowledge of Hashem, all their belief of Hashem, all their conviction that Mishmoch is doing everything and can do everything, only reached a certain place within them. It didn't go right into the depth of their being, so they should have absolute confidence and absolute conviction that they'll be safe. That they'll go to Eretz Yisrael and they don't have to worry. So they made a calculation, as far as it says, they said, we wiped out Eretz Yisrael. Now we're going to go to Eretz Yisrael. You know, the reason why they'll beat us up is because we deserve it. So that sounds like Hiruri Tshuva. So Rav Dessler says, although it sounds like Hiruri Tshuva, and the language is all correct, the reality is there was fear. There was nervousness. And that fear and nervousness means I don't feel totally secure with Hashem. So these 3 weeks are really 3 weeks of Richel, because Chet HaEgel was the same thing. when the Eden were nechshu with the eagle, it came from a fear. He said, Moshe ish, lo yadan me'oilet. What's happened to Moshe? He's disappeared. He's gone. What's going to happen? But although they made such a calculation, really they wanted a lower level. They wanted a disconnect. And when you want something, you get it. We saw last week's parasha. One time, Chiddush Otzum, and probably nobody here will agree with me, I'm going to say it anyway. It's a Chiddush Otzum on Derech Moitz Lech. If you look in the Gemara in Makkos, you see it's clear that what I'm saying must be correct, but it's a very, very big Chiddush. Derech Moitz Lech 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 is understood to mean I want to do something. It might not be something good. I chose that path. And the Shmuel says, no, you want it, okay, now. But the Gemara in Makkos says this Chazal, in connection with something else entirely different. There the Gemara says, on the Roitzech, b'shoigeg, and Roitzech, b'meizid, like the Shmuel mazmin on punel gech. The Ritzach B'Shoigeg, he's going to stay overnight in a hotel. Ritzach B'Mezid, he's going to stay overnight in a hotel. Why did Mishmoch bring him to the same hotel? Because he wants the Ritzach B'Shoigeg to kill the Ritzach B'Mezid, because there are going to be witnesses there, and the Ritzach B'Shoigeg will get his tikkun by going to Imiklat, and Ritzach B'Mezid will get his tikkun because he'll be killed, because no one saw him killed last time. And that's what Mishmoch is Mazmil of Nevecha. What's that got to do with Derech Shalom Meitzelech Manichemes? I think the Pshat is very simple, it's very negative to all of us. When you think into it, you see how relevant it is to our lives. But Derech Shalom Meitzelech, when somebody says, I'm going to go to this place, I'm going to Manchester, I'm going to move to London, I'm going to live here, I'm going to live there, I'm going to go down Leicester Road, he thinks, it's just he's going there because he wants to go there. But it's not true. Ma'ilichin oisai. The Rebbeinu Shalom was taking him there. That's what Derech Shalom Meitzelech Manichemes. We're being taken. The whole time we're being taken. We don't think, I decided to go. I wanted to walk down the best road. I wanted to go to the shop. I wanted to, no. Ma'ilichin oisai. Shmoch is ma'ilichin. So you end up in the place that you're meant to end up. You go to the places that you're meant to go to. Why do you listen to that shiur, not to that shiur? Because I heard this, but no. That shiur is there. He thinks it's his own plan. It's not. It's Malikimot. It's a little short. This is actually very negative to Ben Tzor. Why? Ben Tzor is the 3 weeks, which aren't just 3 sad weeks when we remember from our bodies. They're 3 weeks when Klal Yisrael made the decision to distance themselves from Hashem. They didn't articulate it in that manner, but they were actually making the decision to distance themselves, to tear themselves away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They did their ego. They had a calculation, we want to serve Hashem, we need some intermediary, we'll make the ego, but really they're distancing themselves from Hashem. They made a chesh, we want to stay in the midbar, but really they're distancing from Hashem because they know the Eretz Yisrael is going to be a massive challenge. The Eretz Yisrael is going to be where they're nervous. The Eretz Yisrael is going to be the place, ultimately, where if they overcome the challenges of Koich Hoitz and Yodim, which will come from being a farmer, they'll reach the highest place. Because actually, if you don't fall into the trap of Koich Hoitz and Yodim, and you're makir that everything is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and nothing is my effort, and nothing relates at all to the ishtadlus which I made, which I had to make. But my ishtadlus and the outcome are mamash rocha and misrach memara, even though they look as if it's sivva mesoiva. It looks like it's cause and effect. In reality, it's just boyoim, it's just rotz nashem. In the Beis Hamikdosh, there was a place of absolute clarity that mamash einod muvah. That there's nothing, that all the things which appear to be contradictions to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power, they're just apparent contradictions. But they're not contradictions at all. So, Leikivu Shon Me'esh Latzim Aroch. In the Beis HaMikdosh, the rain never put out the fire. Why didn't you put out the fire? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is showing, although there's a world, and there's a world of nature, and everything seems to follow rules, rules which are very clearly predictable. I know the water will put out the fire. In the Beis Hamikdash it didn't, because the Beis Hamikdash is like the window. The Beis Hamikdash is the window of the world. There's one spot in the world where there's clarity. That's the thing we've lost. Really what we've lost in the Ben Tzoron is we've lost clarity. Everything's foggy. So even if you have on your car, you've got fog lights, but you still, if you're driving down the motorway, there's a thick fog. With your fog light, there's still a thick fog. But the place where there's no fog, where there's no concealment, that's Beis Hamikdash. And the reason that we lost it was because of those two events. What's that got to do with Pinchas and his kavanos? Pinchas, that instant when he saw what was going on and he killed Zimri, he was showing the clarity of his devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was showing that he loves Hashem so much, he can't bear to Hashem Shemayim in his son. So although logically he's doing an insane act, a crazy thing, you'll get killed, Shimon won't let you get away with it, you're killing their Nossi. And we see even after all the miracles, what did they say? They said, Harisim men put his ash and put him over here, my God, I'm in the Zohar, I'm lost, ashamed of Israel. What's going on in this place? Are you letting this man, who is he already? Where does he come from? What's his background? His grandfather's a Galach. And we're going to let him, you don't get away with this? You saw missing. No. They didn't want to accept it. But Pinchas did what he did with a full awareness that he's putting himself into huge danger because he can't allow the Shem Shemayim to be revolted, to be disgraced. He can't allow this to happen. That's, I think, the real answer. I once said this further, and it's very, it's not obviously not pshat. On Tisha B'Av we say a tefillah of Nachim. What do we say in that tefillah? We say in the tefillah of Nachim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he destroyed the Beis Hamikdash with fire. Ba'esh itzato. Uba'esh atosid noisim. You built Beis, you destroyed the Beis Hamikdash with fire, you're going to rebuild Beis Hamikdash with fire. So I said, Ba'esh itzato. That we understand, fire destroys. You have to quickly call the fire brigade, put out the fire. But you can't use fire to build anything. Fire can't be used for building. What does it mean, Ba'esh atos l'noisim? So I suggested Ba'esh atos l'noisim is our age, our fire. If we have fire for Yiddishkeit, if we won't allow Shem Shemayim to be nischalel, if we make a macho when we see something wrong, if we're bothered, if it eats us up, that we live in a world where morality is immorality and immorality is morality, where good is bad and bad is good, where all the values of the world are so horrifically hostile to Torah mitzvahs, then Ba'esh atos l'noisim. That was the example of Pinchas. But where did it come from? Just before Pinchas, what have we had? We've had Bilam. Who is Bilam? Bilam is a man of ayin ra, a man that sees only evil. It's not just that he lacks generosity, he's ayin ra. The Beis Hamikdash is destroyed because of this. It's destroyed because of sinas chinam. Sinas chinam is based on jealousy. Jealousy is from ayin ra. That's where jealousy comes from. So Klal Yisrael have got exactly what Bilam wanted us to have, Chas V'Shalom, the Ayin Ra. So his espinus is, Ki Lo Nachash B'Yakov, L'Kes M'Yisroel, as the Gemara says, Lo Nachash B'Yakov, because there's no Nachash, because there's no magic, the Roish Tishalem Shkina. Why? What's so great? We haven't got magic. The answer is the Nachash was used to tell, it was magic to tell people the future. Why do people want to know the future? Because they're nervous, because they're anxious, because they're scared, because they're worried. The Nachash B'Yaakov, the Kesem Yisrael, Klal Yisrael got such trust, such solid, rock-solid trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Le'Nachash B'Yaakov. But it was this one. Then he sees, Ma'atoy B'Lach Yaakov, Ein Piskolein M'chorim Zuchlein Yitzu. He sees there's no jealousy. I don't want to know what's going on in his house. It's not the get to me. He's got what he's got, I've got what I've got. So when Bilam sees Klal Yisrael have got strength in this area, what does he show? He shows there's a weakness as well. He brings Goyish women along, and his mashal Klal Yisrael. What's that all about? That's all about the same nidah, not being content with my chinuch, with what I've got. You need to have something from somewhere else. The chet, where Bilam was successful, Rachman Islam, in bringing us down, was in jealousy. Was in wanting something which isn't mine, which isn't meant for me. His wife is meant for her, for him, not for me. Her husband is for her, not for another woman. Everybody's got their yuchim. Chum Beis Hamikdash comes from Bein HaMitzorim. Bein HaMitzorim is the narrowness. The narrowness, which is the opposite of Ayin Tov, the narrowness of a person believing that they're missing out, that someone else has got a better life, someone else is luckier, someone else has got what I haven't got. The real tikkun of Bein HaMitzorim, as the Kolrog fell, he said, Bein HaMitzorim, if we're afraid of Hashem now, if we chase him, if we run after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bein HaMitzorim, then we're zoicha to get to him. I've got excitement from the Koshin Tzemach, it's a very famous word, which everyone has probably heard many times. He said, the king, when he's in his palace, very hard to reach. He's on his journey, he's on the way. Anybody can get him. So anyone can be raid of Komi Shireid of Achad Rishboch, Yeshua is down as Yoga Sibion Mehu. These are the days when you can reach them very easily. Very easily you can reach the Rishboch. What's so easy about it? I think Pshat is as follows. We can all reach the Rishboch, we can all develop contentment, acceptance. If you accept your chiluk, if you really have a matoiv, perhaps this is something we don't do enough of. We all daven in the morning, but how many people focus on the translation of those words, matoiv alecha Yaakov mishkneisecha Yisrael? You think we're so great because we're not in competition. Because Ein Piskolein Chavon Tzuchnei Mitzvah, there's no competition, there's no rivalry, there's no concern. What's he got? What have they got? What I have is what he wants. If we have that, we have Achon of Tisha B'Av, a way to end the gods, a way to end all the sorrows which Klal Yisrael have had for thousands of years. For a focus on this Sinas Kin, Yushami, the Rebbe quotes this Yushami. Yushami says, Sinas Kin sounds like hatred for no reason at all. Well, you have to be mad to hate people for no reason. So Yushami, Rebbe said, no, it wasn't for no reason. The hatred was a hatred of wealthy people. They hated rich people because they had more money. That was the Kurban Abayis. And we have to say, Rabbin Sina Rabbin, it's not something that has become extinct. It's not extinct. There's still a hatred coming from jealousy. The antidote is envy. If we're really mamin b'mir shleima, ein odom agia l'mash nuch l'chaveira, I feel like molei nima. You can't get anything that's not yours. You can't have anything that's not destined for you, that's not meant for you. The good stuff and the bad stuff, it's all exactly as it should be. I think I chose to sit in that chair. I think I chose to speak on Sunday morning. I think I decided this, I decided that, I decided that. No, no, no. It's always my yichlis. It's always the brain shin is my yichlis. And if he's my yichlis, then he said this morning, I'm going to be able to show it out, I'm sorry. Why is it Mavein Lashon? She said, Mavein Yishalayim. What's Mavein Lashon Arakam Tzoretz? Because there's only one way to get there, and that's through Shalom. Shalom comes to realize there's no place for jealousy. There's no place for concern that someone else has got something that I'm meant to have. It's all exactly as it's meant to be. That's Mavein Lashon Arakam Tzoretz. She can say that. When the Samurai Yishalayim, she can say that. Right? The Yonah, it's the Chosom.
Oh, hey. Oh, yeah. Can you hear what you said? No.